if someone's ever given you one of those monthly subscription gifts where you get the chocolate of the month, or this is a real one, the socks of the month club, every month you're like, oh, that's a fun little gift, and it reminds you that they were thinking of you. Well, buckle up, Buttercup. We're about to take subscription services to a whole new level. It's the Chicken of the Month Club. That's right. You can join me and other potties and WayFM listeners at fh.org/Wally Show and give two chickens to a different family every month. Now, chickens in these developing countries make a huge difference in the lives of these families. These chickens provide a sustainable source of protein through their eggs every day, which helps nourish malnourished kids. And since chickens multiply quickly, it's a great side hustle for these families in that they can generate income by selling eggs or chicks in the market. And by you doing a $28 a month gift, you can make sure that a different family gets two chickens every month. That's kind of cool and very different. If someone gave me two chickens every month, I wouldn't know what to do with that. But in these other countries, they not only know what to do with them, they're also very thankful for people thinking of them and helping them out of these tough times. So what I love about Food for the Hungry is their mission to end poverty by going to the places and walking with some of the world's most vulnerable people, and they've done it for 50 years. You can trust them and you can do some good right now. So go to fh.org/Wally Show if you want to join our Chicken of the Month Club. Welcome to the Wally Show Aftercast. All the stuff we did not get to during the course of the show today. It's good to be back. Oh, my goodness gracious. I listened to some podcasts. I had to drive my daughter a total of like 12 and a half hours. It actually turned into like 14 because of traffic. Oh, so bad.
Ouch.
And so I had to drive her there. So I loaded up my podcast, okay?
Nice.
I loaded up some Crime and Murder because Betty Rock has suggested a bunch of those. And I listened to a ton of those, which we're going to talk about on the show tomorrow. And that changed my interactions with people I don't know and strangers, and not for the better. And because now I'm skeptical of everyone now because I don't want to end up on a crime show. And so that actually happened while I was moving my daughter. So we'll talk about that tomorrow on the show. But I listened to the Ben Shapiro show, which he says is the fastest growing conservative political talk show.
It is big.
And I wouldn't doubt that. The guy's great. Like, if you are on the right and you're a conservative, this guy is educated and his podcast is super interesting. I like how he does it. He's flawless, like, in his stuff. And I agreed with a lot of it because I'm basically a conservative and I know. Oh.
I think he is a liberal's worst nightmare, though, because at least from my experience at college, like, to be liberal meant to have like very left opinions.
Right.
But a lot of times it was more just like a surface level stating the liberal fact.
Right.
And this guy could shred any opinion you have because he's very good at facts, which some people who have opinions are not good at.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. Like, I like, because there are things I feel that he says, but he has facts to back him
up.
And so now I'm like, oh, those are good facts because I don't always have facts. I have feelings.
Down.
Yeah, absolutely. So I ingested a bunch of that and I was driving by myself in the truck and my wife and daughter were following behind us.
Oh.
So every time we would stop like for gas or lunch, I'm like, you're not going to believe this about COVID. Like, and so I'm basically regurgitating the podcast back to them.
You must have been a joy.
Yeah, well, it was either going to be Ben Shapiro or murder. So, like, that was my entire...
Murder it is!
I know, that's what I discussed with my family on the way down to Florida. But it is good to be back. It's really good to be back and starting to, you know, do the show again. We've missed this. I did find that a lot of times when I go on vacation... I'm chomping at the bit to get back to work, you know, because I enjoy what I do. And last night I came home. We went and saw a movie. We saw Spider-Man, which wasn't bad, actually. And then I spent 4 hours working last night, writing new sweepers and pulling audio clips for news and things like that, getting that ready to go. So I got into work mode yesterday afternoon, basically.
Did you work at all over, like, did you touch anything related to work over break, Betty?
No.
Me neither.
Yeah, I did a little. But I waited till the last day.
That is
so that's
good.
Pretty good
I
for
like
me.
That.
I did wait for a little bit. I've got to build some beds and stuff too, but I found myself ready to get back to work. Mm-hmm. I had a really good break. I had good time off. I came in today relaxed and ready to go. We'll see how long it lasts. I mean, it's like something's going to bother me probably before the end of the day.
If you made it through the show that we had today without a ton of stress.
Yeah.
But any
I'd
other time, it would have definitely torn them apart.
Well, when things don't work, I get frustrated. When they just stop working for no reason, that was our phones today, just stopped working. And so Gavin was having to deal with all of that off the air, and Betty and I had to kind of keep the show going on the air, and we're having to make all these additions and changes to try and keep going, and you know, and so I didn't want to stress Gavin out, because I know if I got frustrated with it, and I know he's trying his best, and he's doing everything the engineer is telling him to do, and so I know he's working on it, so I'm like, I didn't want to put added pressure on you, you know, by me being upset by it.
I do appreciate that, because yeah, if you're stressed, then I'm trying to do something faster.
Yeah,
a lot of stuff we're working on couldn't be solved without, you know, so many layers of people to talk to and chords to.
I will say this. It is weird, though, being closer to retirement, you know, age, and you're like, you enjoy that vacation a lot, and you're like, man, that could be like every day. I just got to invest better, you know, because there is part of me that's like, that was pretty great. My wife, actually, as I left this morning at 4 a.m., she's like, I wish we could win the lottery so you could just stay home, because she and Haley were planning a snow day today because we had snow.
Nice.
I know, right?
And that's a great idea.
And we all had to risk our lives and come to work today in the snow. Wasn't too bad, though. I was really surprised. There was, like, no snow on the roads. The roads were easy.
Yeah. Just had to scrape my car off. But you guys all have... You have your heater thing.
Did you start your car with your... your remote
smart.
Start?
Oh,
yeah.
Smart.
For sure.
There are sometimes I would forget to turn the heater on. Because if you have a remote start, you've got to turn your heater and leave it on, like, at night. And then that way, when you start your car, it will start heating your car up. There are times where in the winter, I would forget to move it to hot. And I'd get in my car and the AC's been on for 15 minutes. Like, no! Just making it worse.
Yeah, this is the time of year where I turn my clock back another 10 minutes because I know on the day, on the daily, I will have to scrape my car off.
Yeah, that's no fun. I get that. That's no fun. Boy, did you see Tampa Bay's Antonio Brown? Did you? Because you're a big sports fan.
Yeah.
There's parts of me, I don't understand the whole story. So I know the surface level part of the story. He was upset.
When has that ever stopped you?
I know. So I'll let Gavin fill in the blanks. So,
I'll try.
He was upset about not getting enough plays, you know, because he gets $1 million bonus if he gets X amount of plays and yards and things like that. So he feels like the team was holding him back. And then the coach, like, it wanted him to go back on the field, but he didn't want to go back on. And so in the middle of the game, he takes off his shoulder pads, his shirt, throws stuff into the crowd, and walks out. He's just done.
So what I ended up reading later last night, or maybe sometime today, was that the coach said, go, you know, like any coach does, like, hey, go in, you're on for this play.
Right.
And then Brown would say, oh, I'm too hurt to go play.
Right.
And then he did that back and forth a couple of times. And then coach says, okay, if you're not going to play, then I just need you to leave.
Yeah.
And so I think in some ways you could just say, okay, and then, like, take yourself back
to go to the locker room.
Yeah. Right. But, like, this guy, yeah, takes off his jersey, takes off, like, the under, you know, what's that thing called? Tank top that he's wearing, throws that into the stands, kind of does this, like, dance in the end zone, basically as football is being played.
Right.
And then leaves.
He became the spectacle.
And then I read that, or I listened to a podcast that said that he called a driver for a lot of other NFL players who took him to the airport from the game, because they're in, like, New Jersey.
Sure.
And he lives in Florida. And then he goes to an airport, gets the first class ticket he can get, and goes home. So I think this guy's done.
I respect the bravado on his part, where he felt he was being, you know, disrespected, and so he was making his stand. But anytime you make a stand, you got to be willing to lose. And he lost because they fired him. The coach that day was like, he's done.
And like you said, he missed out on the incentives because he only needed a couple more catches, one more touchdown, and then I think a couple more yards to basically insure another $1 million towards him. But instead of saying, okay, I'll go in and play, he just decides to leave. Now, he's made a lot of money in his career, so if he's been smart-ish with his money, then he's probably still fine.
Well, the thing about this that's interesting, though, too, is that Tom Brady, they came back and won, but Tom Brady had wanted him to come down. And I'm like, if you're Brady, I'd be mad at this guy because he's making me look bad. I went to bat for you. I vouched for you, and now you're pulling these shenanigans. But he actually... came out after the game and was talking about it. He said everyone should be compassionate and empathetic to some difficult things that are happening. And so he was kind of trying to, like, diffuse the situation a little bit and not take the guy out, which I thought was commendable on Brady's part.
I wonder what he's saying off camera.
I don't know. Like, if you're in the locker room, I would be madder than fish grease.
They still won the game, but they're actually, they have their best two other wide receivers are hurt right now. So he's... like it for them.
That's the irony is the guy thought, okay, I'm going to leave and show you guys. You're going to lose. And then Brady brings him back to a win. I'm like, so everybody's replaceable, man. It just goes to show you everyone is replaceable. I went and saw Spider-Man over the holiday break there, and I thought it was pretty good. Gavin, have you seen it yet?
Yes, I did. Liked it.
Betty Rock, you haven't seen it. Probably
no,
won't.
And I don't really care to.
Sure.
Yeah, it's not a bad like action movie, even if you're not a Spider-Man fan. But how long has it been out?
It came out
a couple weeks.
I think it's been out a few weeks, yeah.
Okay, so no worry about a spoiler alert. You should have already seen it by now.
Hopefully.
But like, it is interesting how they combine the three spider worlds, because I was always confused. I saw Spider-Man back in the day with Tobey Maguire.
Yep.
And then I saw one with
Andrew Garfield.
And then there's a new guy. Like, but it was interesting how they brought all of these worlds together. I thought that was pretty interesting. But I came across this list of movies and how old they are that you would be surprised. Like The Amazing Spider-Man. So I think the first one with Tobey Maguire is 10 years old already.
Whoa.
It might even be more than that then.
The Amazing, the first Tobey Maguire Spider-Man?
I wouldn't be surprised.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be surprised.
Says The Amazing Spider-Man is 10 years old. Pitch Perfect, 10 years old.
Oh, The Amazing Spider-Man. Oh, that's
Pitch
the Andrew Garfield.
Perfect.
That was the Garfield
10?
One?
Yes.
Garfield was before?
No. He was the first one.
Oh.
Or he was second one.
Okay,
so it was Tobey Maguire.
So his would be even older than that.
Yeah, Tobey's first movie was probably like around 2000.
Yeah, okay. So Spider-Man is turning 20, so the first one.
That's crazy.
I get confused at which ones. Magic Mike, I bring that up for Gavin because I know he's a big fan. You're a big fan.
No, I am not.
Are you sure?
I absolutely am not.
Okay, I thought you had said you always loved Magic Mike.
What in the world?
Okay.
I did have to watch that in college.
See, it was your favorite movie.
You had to.
For a class.
Oh, that's funny. Oh, man, I just realized the aftergas is probably going to be clipping all over the place. So I had the levels a little hot. Sorry, getting back in the saddle. But yeah, so that was one. Austin Powers is 10 years old. Oh, you haven't?
No.
It's childish. Titanic is only 10 years old. I thought that would be a lot older.
Oh, I did too.
Titanic,
maybe
that's what I would have thought as
well. Wait. Titanic is how many years old?
It says 10 years old. Oh, no way. It's 25. Sorry.
This list is killing me.
No, that's not the list. It's me. It's me that made the mistake.
So all of these ones that you've been listing are 25 years old
not 10? Austin Powers is 25.
Titanic's
25. Yeah, that makes way more sense. Okay, you know what? I'm going to make a mark here. I was copying and pasting early and quickly in the show today.
Uh-huh.
And Now, I do have this. This is where I started copying and pasting differently and getting it right.
Okay, good.
25 years old. Liar, Liar with Jim Carrey.
Oh, yeah.
The Austin Powers International Man of Mystery. Lost World, Jurassic Park is 25 years old.
Oh, yeah, wow. Yeah,
those
are
crazy.
Old. Yeah, that makes sense.
Con Air, Good Will Hunting.
Oh, so good.
That was a good movie. Yeah, those all feel like they're 25 years old.
Yeah. None of those surprised me.
Okay, so out of 10, 20, or 25, how old do you think 8 Mile is?
Oh,
remember
Eight
the Eminem movie, 8 Mile?
Oh.
Is that
21?
Is that 20?
21 years
it
old.
It is 20 years old.
Hey. Yeah.
Nicely done. What is
Mom
it?
Mom, spaghetti. He's sweating.
Vomit
arms
on his sweater.
Heavy.
Yeah, arms are heavy. Vomit on his sweater. Mom, spaghetti.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good stuff.
Everyone can always do just a tiny bit of lose yourself.
Yeah.
And then they all vomit on. You better lose yourself in the moment. You own it. You better never let it go. Ho! You only got one shot. Do not miss your chance to blow, because opportunity knocks once in a lifetime. Oh, that wasn't bad. Okay. Lady Rock, what do you got?
So, Harry Potter fans all over the world reunited with their capes and magic wands to watch the HBO Max special Harry Potter 20th Anniversary Return to Hogwarts Reunion.
Gavin, have you seen it?
I did, yeah. We saw it on the day it came out.
Oh.
Daniel Radcliffe, Emma Watson, and Rupert Grint.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Rupert Grint.
Yeah.
They played Harry, Hermione,
nice.
And Ron. And they were able to share the screen for the first time in 10 years.
Oh, okay.
Yep. But during the reunion, we learned a few things that were going on behind the scenes when the Harry Potter movies were brand new. The first one was that Emma Watson admitted to having a crush on her primary movie antagonist, Draco.
Oh, no way.
But nothing ever happened.
That's sad.
Nothing happened between them.
She was like 3 years younger.
Four, I believe.
Yeah. Oh. And they were all kids throughout the whole movie.
Oh, so, yeah.
That's a weirder thing when you're like a teenager.
Well, this one gets weirder.
Oh.
She wasn't the only one nursing a crush.
Oh,
Daniel
boy.
Radcliffe, playing Harry Potter, was too, but with someone not even close to his same age bracket.
Oh, yeah.
Helena Bonham Carter.
Oh, yeah. Helena Bonham Carter. That mm-hmm. is...
Plays the role of Bellatrix.
Who's she married to?
She was married to Johnny Depp.
Johnny Depp. Yeah, that's
but she's not anymore. She's 55 and he's 32.
She doesn't look 50.
Oh, good on him.
And he's 32. But back...
Wrong with that.
But back then...
Yeah. 10 years old and...
Yeah,
and how old
is he?
Like,
well,
there
the
was
movies.
Like a 23. There was like a 23 year difference.
Oh yeah.
And if he was 10, she would have been 33.
Oh wow. Okay.
A little weird.
Yeah. He's setting his sights a little high there.
Once again, nothing ever happened.
But I'm Harry Potter. I can make magic happen.
Well, another big takeaway was about how many success stories came from all the child actors from the Harry Potter franchise. I guess these kids, this was their first ever real big opportunity.
Yeah.
But Emma Watson, she moved on to bigger things. She played Belle in Disney's live-action remake of Beauty and the Beast.
Yeah, she's a good actress. I think Daniel Radcliffe is a good actor.
I do, too.
He's playing a new villain in some movie.
Oh, yeah.
It looks like he could be a villain.
It's like, isn't it like Ryan Reynolds and Gal Gadot? No.
I can't remember. I just saw the trailer for it.
I did, too.
I saw, when I went to see Spider-Man, I saw four trailers in a row that I was like, yep, I wanted to see them all.
I want to see that one with Channing Tatum and the dog.
Yes!
I can't wait to see that
one. And then Brad Pitt shows up to be the real hero.
Yeah.
It's so funny. And I think that's with, was that with, what's her name? From Keanu Reeves' movie Speed, Sandra Bullock? I think she's in that.
Oh, this one... So the one, yeah, this the one, yeah, the Lost City, Sandra Bullock, Channing Tatum,
That one looked good,
the
villain. And then the Lightyear looks really good.
I can't believe they're doing that. That's
I know.
Exciting.
That looks really good. It's basically Buzz Lightyear's pre-story rock, and the animation for it looks phenomenal.
Is it also by Pixar?
Yeah. And you know they tell a good story.
And we all grew up, I don't know. We all experienced Buzz Lightyear as like Tim Allen being the voice actor, but they're switching it over to Chris Evans.
I thought that was weird too.
It is weird.
Yeah.
I think, but he's like a younger character.
Yeah.
I don't know about
maybe
that.
You can get that, but I think it'll be good.
Yeah. I thought when I first heard him speak, I'm like, oh no, hey, where's Tim Allen? But I'm sure you'll get over that quickly.
I think
and be like, all right. But yeah, I told my wife, I leaned over, I'm like, that's 4 for 4, the trailers. And usually that doesn't happen. So I'm excited. I have A-List and I haven't used it for like 2 months.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's like, oh, I got to go see some movies.
We were thinking about quitting it for the year because like so many good movies I think come out in December. And then I think the new year usually starts off with like light movies. But I think we're keeping it until we get to that point. Because I think we'll hit that point, but not yet.
I missed King Richard somehow. Like, it did not seem to be
so
in the... Did you see
that
it?
That was good.
It was so good.
Like, it's not in the movies near me. Like, it seemed like it was just a blip.
Oof, it was great.
Yeah, I definitely want to see that still.
It's really good.
Yeah.
Yeah. We only saw Spider-Man over break. We didn't end up seeing... Like, Haley wants to go see West Side Story this week.
No.
I'm a little burnt out on that type of story.
I'd be out.
But if we're going to see a movie, I'd rather see that over, like... I don't want to see Sing 2.
Oh, Sing 2 looks good.
I don't, actually.
I do want to see Sing 2. I'd rather see pigs singing than West Side Story.
That's
fair.
Oh, man. Lady Rock, how was your break?
It was good. I had to dog sit. I end up being like the pet sitter, you know, over the Christmas holidays because I stay in town. But a friend of mine has 3 dogs, and so I dog sat for them. They would definitely wake me up in the mornings.
Yeah.
I did not like that, but I was also prepared. Also, I didn't have to
go anywhere.
I
had a shoe to throw at them.
Well, I was mentally prepared. There were definitely days where I thought, it is raining. It is cold.
Yeah.
I am done.
Aren't you glad you didn't get a dog now?
Yes.
And you got Beanie Boo?
Yes,
that was a good call.
Beanie Boo.
How many days did you do it? With the dog. 7.
Oh, that's a long time. If you're not a dog person,
we all told you.
You made the right decision.
You made the right decision.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because, once you own it, I mean, they look down on you if you return it.
And it's more than one. Oh, you can't return it.
I know. They say you can't, but it's better.
Yeah, and there's just a dog smell. Like, my friend, she keeps her house super clean and super nice. You can't smell it. But when you take them outside and they come in, you're just like,
whoa. Wet dog is a smell that you just can't. You can't, like, defeat.
My sister-in-law, every time they bring their dogs back in, she has a towel by the door. She wipes their feet down so that they won't track mud into the house and stuff like that. I'm like, oh, again, more work.
I do that every day.
Do you really?
It's going to be really bad with it being cold. It's going to be
snowy.
It's going to be snowy. It's going to be dewy, like, in the night and the morning. So, it's like an always, get all four paws. And it's a work piece of work.
I had to do that with those. And those are 12 paws that I have.
Exactly. I think, like, do you think if you had just done it with one dog, it would have been better?
I would say this. I won't name names, but there's definitely one dog of the three.
You don't want to hurt the dog's feelings.
If he wasn't there, I'd be fine. The other two are easy.
Okay.
Easy peasy.
Is he
But this one is the one that always causes the ruckus in the middle of the night to wake me up. He's also one that cannot get up or get down from the bed or the couch.
Is he older?
He just needs help getting up. He's little.
Yeah.
So he just needs help getting up on the couch or down from the couch. And if you're not near the couch and he can't see you, well, then he's just...
Oh, no.
And then you got to go over there and get him down.
That's when you get the shoe.
He also likes to mark his territory.
Oh, come on,
that drives me crazy.
Yeah.
All that to say... The other two are fine.
Okay, good.
So that's good. You realize just further confirmation that you should not have a dog.
Further confirmation that I am a cat person.
Yeah, absolutely. And there's nothing wrong with that. No. Gavin found out that he's not a kid person on his break. So that's good. I think that's smart. He's like, what did you say? I was like, 50% of the time with my niece is great and 50% of the time is tough.
Yeah.
And that's parenting. And I told him, I said, it's more like 80-20 when it's your kid and you can't get rid of it because they look down on you for returning them as well.
Oh, my gosh.
And it is way more work. And
I know.
I wonder,
I wonder how some people my age, like even younger, they had 4 kids.
Yeah.
And now they're my age and they have 6.
Yeah.
It's like how?
I don't know how parents.
Why?
You have like the one I've seen parents have their first kid and it seems really difficult. I don't know how you parent a like 1 or 2 year old while having the second kid at the same time.
Oh, sure. It's
that
hard.
To me has always seemed like a formula that makes no sense.
Or what about what do I call them? Irish twins, where they're actually the same age for a little bit because you had them that close together.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I had some friends that were
That'd
brothers and they were like that.
Yeah.
Oh, your poor mom.
Yeah. You,
that's a lot of pregnancy. First day back.
We didn't sleep good last night.
No, sorry, I was yawning.
It's,
yeah.
it's so hard to come back.
I woke
back.
Up at 2 a.m.
I woke up at 3 because you're always afraid you're going to oversleep.
I don't
and
know
so then
it is,
your
terrible.
Mind is going because, you can't be late. And
I was
so,
sleeping until 9 every morning during break. So
yeah,
the adjustment,
too.
I didn't take a day to adjust.
Some days I didn't even set an alarm.
Nice.
Really?
Sometimes I would take a nap from my sleep.
I got up like at 5:30 a lot of days. Like I was still up and wired, at 5:30. But other days, I slept till like 8 or one day was 9 and
great.
Yeah, it felt good. It's like I hope they fire me here.
No,
because then I can sleep in more. So
well,
yeah,
that's fair.
Wow. Yeah. Gavin, lay off.
Hey, are there any birthdays? We probably have a couple.
There are, and I'm gonna just go down
okay,
the list.
I'll be quiet.
Because some people are like, oh, I didn't get a shout out last time.
Yeah,
yeah. So, okay, so here we go.
We've been out for a while.
Yep, so buckle up, here we go. Jamie wants to wish her son Gunner happy birthday.
Oh, cool name.
Marina, happy birthday. Melissa to her best friend Brittany.
Besties.
Rachel to her mom. Shay to her mom Lindsay. Corey to his wife Crystal. Deanna to Hannah Beth, turning 8.
Oh, wow.
Victoria to Michael, happy birthday. Julie to her son Gabriel. Alana, happy birthday. Jess, Deb, Clint to Clark, happy birthday. Doug and Stacy want to wish Caleb a happy 23rd. Chelsea wants to wish her son LSR, turning four, happy birthday. Brendan, happy birthday. Josiah, happy birthday. Katie, to her grandma Jan. Kathy, Mickey, and Tekka, want to wish Taylor a happy birthday. Kevin, to his son, Nick, who's turning 14. Angie, to her son, Drew, happy birthday. Tony,
wow,
and Allie, to Vinny.
All good.
Debbie, to Maverick. We've also got TH and wanting to wish Jay a happy birthday. Wendy, to Lennon, her granddaughter, turning six.
Oh, Lennon for a girl. That's kind of interesting.
Angie,
like that.
Wanting to wish her son Drew a happy birthday. Joey to Melody, happy birthday.
Wow.
Abby to Emmy, her sister. Joey to Melody, his wife. Tammy to herself, happy birthday,
and
Tammy.
All of these are late, too, because they're all in over the holidays.
Rachel to her twin sister, Ona. Max and Laura to Chase. Then we've got Dakota to...
Wow. Still going.
Her mother, Faith, Max and Laura, to Chase, that's the second one, sorry.
Nice. Greedy.
Kamoya to their mom, Danya. Then Donna, sorry about that. Wyatt to Wyatt. Happy birthday, Wyatt.
There you go, Wyatt.
Benjamin to Emma. Then we've got Hope, happy birthday.
Wow.
Joanne,
still
happy
going.
Birthday to son Tony. Then we've got Aiden to LeBron James.
Okay, that doesn't count.
That doesn't count.
Eric to Noah. He said, I am his father, in a Darth Vader voice. I am his father.
Nice.
Okay, happy birthday, Noah. Joel also wants to wish his son Noah a happy birthday. Kayla, happy birthday. Bethann, Corinne, Megan to Tyler. Four more.
Oh, my goodness.
Josephine to Judy, her daughter turning 16. Kylie to brother Isaac. And then Andy to Hannah, her friend turning 14. And Naomi to her husband, Matthew.
There you go. Happy birthday, everybody.
Happy birthday.
That was a litany. That's the most birthdays we've ever done. Any question in there?
Oh, there are.
That's the whole reason we do birthdays is so we can get questions.
I know, but there were so many. Okay, we're going to go with this one. And this one is from
Corey. Is this one
Corey.
You're looking at randomly?
Corey.
Okay.
Wishing his wife, Crystal, a happy birthday. Where is the craziest place you have ever fallen asleep?
Oh. Mm. I have one for my daughter. We were on a... This is so good. We were on a tour bus, like a sightseeing tour bus in England, and she fell asleep with her mouth wide open on a guy she doesn't know.
On his shoulder.
Yeah, like leaning up against this guy's shoulder because we were all packed in.
Awesome.
And it was so funny for me as the dad not wanting to wake her up but still wanting to get a picture to preserve that. And I'm looking at the guy making eye contact, and I pull my phone out. I'm like,
making
it's,
sure he's
it's
not
cool,
a
right? Yeah, I'm like, it's cool, right? And he's like, and so I take this picture. It's one of my favorite pictures of my daughter just randomly
bless
asleep on this
she
poor
was
stranger.
Just worn out.
I fall asleep, like, I'll fall asleep on like playing
on
video
couch.
Games. Like,
yeah.
I was literally playing Call of Duty one day and I fell asleep.
With your mouth open.
Oh, yeah, with my mouth open.
If there had been a stranger right there, you probably would have leaned on his
absolutely.
Shoulder.
That's where she got it. What about you, Rob?
I wouldn't say it's a place. I would say it was a situation that I wish I could get back, actually. When I was younger, I could fall asleep anywhere and everywhere. I take that back. There was an odd place. One time when we drove to Arkansas, my parents threw a twin mattress in the back of the truck. Mm-hmm. I fell asleep back
like the
there
open
driving.
Bed of a truck?
Yeah. But we had a camper top on
oh,
top
okay.
of it
so
at
you're
least.
Safe. Totally safe.
But back in the day, I could sleep anywhere and everywhere and I would never wake up. So we had a tornado come through and the sirens are going off, the alarms going off in the house and all that. And I just was asleep. My parents had to wake me up.
I slept through a huge storm the other night where everyone got like woke up and the next morning we're talking about it like, oh my gosh, the wind was last night. We must have had little miniature microbursts and tornadoes, trees down and everything. I'm like, what? Like I heard none of it, man.
How
was
it that that did not wake you up? But then you said your daughter was in the kitchen the other night making a snack.
Yeah, and that woke me up. Like I guess nature I'm not afraid of, but someone like rooting around my fridge, they might be going after my chocolate covered cherries.
Heaven forbid.
I wouldn't put it past her either. Gavin.
I mean, I slept in my bathroom the other week when we had, you know, tornado warnings.
Oh, did you stay there that long?
We were there for like a good 2 hours.
What?
And
whoa.
I ended up being asleep for a little bit because it was 3 a.m. I was tired. I wanted
you
to
went
sleep.
Early. Like usually yeah. it's like normally the window for where you live is like a 20-minute window. And like once you get past that 20 yeah. minutes, you're like, I'm gold.
Yeah. It was silly. It was more that my wife she's not silly. She wanted us to be safe. And so I didn't want to
argue. He's not silly.
And he doesn't want to fight. So yeah. Sleep
really
in the bathtub.
Don't.
So great.
But I did sleep in the L.A. airport. But it was like at one of those little hostels that you can stay in, just because I like had missed a bunch of flights and snow had wreaked havoc on it. And I remember just being on like a chair, like laying down, hoping that no stranger would mess
with
me. I remember
there was this drunk dude in the airport, and he had been like all belligerent with the flight attendant or the gate agent. Yeah, he was being a knucklehead. And so they finally got him like calmed down, and they sat him in a seat, and he fell asleep. And so he was sleeping it off. But my favorite part was they all worked very quietly around him to not wake him up, so he missed his flight.
Oh my gosh.
They were like shushing people to keep them from accidentally waking him up. And then they made him purposely miss his flight. That was the right move. I support that move to this day.
I think that's justice.
Yeah, because that knucklehead would have done something dumb on the plane and diverted it. So it's like, good for you, ladies. All right, with that, I think that is going to do it for our aftercast. And as always, thank you for being a potty, and we'll do this again tomorrow.